To learn more.
Okay, here we go. We got some live music going on in the studio here. Got our good buddy George in the house, George Worthmore.
Hey, Scott, how are you? Thanks for having me again. It's always nice to be here.
Well, it's nice to have you up here from Sunnyland, from Florida.
That's right.
Coming up here and swinging through Michigan and been tearing it up. Where were you played this week? Where'd you play?
I was at, last night, I was at the White Crow Conservatory of Music on Mackinac Avenue in Saginaw. And then the night before that, I was playing in Livonia at the Trinity Theater. They're both very, very nice places.
Uh-huh. Now, you are going to be favoring Mid-Michigan with a gig coming up this Saturday night. Where are you going to be this Saturday?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Pump House, which is a community center. It's a converted WPA built, you know, during the 30s water pumping station in the
Bailey
section of East Lansing,
right,
on Orchard Street. It's called the Pump House. You can get them on the internet just by searching Pump House, or they have a Facebook page.
Yep.
And I'm there on Saturday.
What time's gig start?
At 7 o'clock, and the tickets are $10.
$10.
Okay. Yeah, it's a very cool place. It's set up for a listening environment, mm-hmm, with a nice little PA, and I have a violinist, a guy named Dixon, mm-hmm, who plays in the sort of Django Ron Hunt swing band at the Chrome Cat every once in, mm-hmm, a while, mm-hmm, and he's going to be opening the show for us.
Cool. Well, I would say, I would ask you to describe your music, but you're sitting there with a guitar in your hand, so probably I don't have to ask you to describe it.
I'll describe it anyway,
all
if
right,
you want.
Sure.
The show is based in blues and country room blues and ragtime and fingerstyle guitar, but I'm not sort of locked into any one genre. You'll also hear, you know, stuff by Hoagy Carmichael and even some classical music too, you know, some Bach and, you know. I just love playing guitar, so I play pretty much whatever I feel like.
Okay, well, why don't you do that right now? Play whatever you feel like.
Okay, you want to check your levels there? There we go. I got an old tune, I'm going to do like the Stackley Blues because this is like a blues show, and it's one of my favorite blues songs. It's about a bar owner that gets killed over a hat.
I hate that.
I hate when that happens too, man. Hey, Mr. Policeman, how can it be? You arrest everybody except cruel old Stagley, that bad man, old Stagley. Well, it could be on a rainy morning, it could be on a rainy night. Stagley killed Billy DeLine for a $5 Stetson hat, that bad man, old Stagley. Well, Stagley said, Billy, man, you know I can't go with that. You want all my money, my brand new Stetson hat, that bad man, old Stagley. Stagley said, Billy, man, don't take my life. I got two lovely children, I got a very lovely wife, that bad man, old Stagley. Stagley shot Billy, he shot the bar so bad, the bullet went through Billy, broke the bartender's glass, that bad man, old Stagley. Well, if you ever down Louisiana, going to DeLine's club, every foot you be stepping in, Billy DeLine's blood, that bad man, old Stagley. Stagley's to the devil, put your pitchfork on a shelf. I'm a bad old man, my name is Richard Lee, I'm gonna rule hell by myself, that bad man, old Stagley.
All right. right. That's great, man. That sounds really good. Now, since I'm sitting here, I know what kind of guitar you got, but why don't you describe it to the people out there in Radio Land?
Okay. It's a fairly new National Style O, which is a metal-bodied guitar with a resonator, single resonator cone in it. The neck is joins the body at the 12th fret. It's made of hard rock maple. It's got a slotted headstock, and it's chromed with etchings of palm trees, volcanoes, and beaches on it. So it's probably like someplace in Guatemala, I guess. It's a Guatemalan stylo thing, and it's
sounds great.
Yeah, well, they made it. They made it originally, as probably a lot of your blues fanatic fans know, to sort of keep up with banjos and fiddles and being able to play the guitar in orchestral and ensembles because it's very loud.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it sort of lacks in like nice tone. It comes out like loud. It's very loud. They're very loud guitars.
You don't get buried, right.
And for some reason, the blues guys really liked playing them on, playing slide on them in the 30s. And, I mean, they made like, National made like, thousands of these a year that they were selling back in the 30s. And those were big runs. They were very popular guitars at the time, particularly among the blues guys who liked them because they could play them in noisy juke joints,
mm-hmm.
and they sounded great with slide on it, too,
There you go. Well, lay something else on this here.
Okay. I'm going to do a tune out of that I got from Dave Van Ronk. He was a friend and teacher of mine for a while. It's called the Bad Dream Blues. This morning, good gal on my mind. I woke up this morning, good gal on my mind. I woke up this morning, good gal on my mind. She's a sweet little woman, I hate to leave her behind. Where you ever dream lucky, wake up cold, cold in hand. You ever dream lucky, wake up cold in hand. You ever dream lucky, wake up cold in hand. That's a sure sign, baby, your woman got another man. My right side jumping and my flesh begin to crawl. My right eye jumping and my flesh begin to crawl. My right eye jumping, my flesh begin to crawl. That's a sure sign, baby, another mule kicking in your stall. Well, I woke up this morning, good gal on my mind. I woke up this morning, good gal on my mind. I woke up this morning, good gal on my mind. She's a sweet little woman, I hate to leave her behind. Thank you.
sounds great, George.
Thanks.
Tell me what.
That was Bad Dream Blues. It's actually one of those blues songs that starts up with I woke up this morning.
Imagine that.
I would think that better, a real blues song would start out with I didn't wake up this morning.
Right. There you go. That'd be a whole different genre there. Blues from the dark side, man. Well, I just wanted, for people that just joined us, I'm chatting with George Werthmore here, and you're playing this Saturday coming up, the 15th, at the Pump House.
At the Pump House
in East Lansing.
Orchard Street in East Lansing, in the old Bailey
neighborhood. Right. On Orchard Street, it's a few blocks north of Grand River. You got to go up Orchard Street three or four blocks, and the Pump House is an old kind of water pump building that they've converted.
Yeah, it's a beautiful old brick building built in the 30s and you know, by the WPA.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no longer functioning as such, but so the people in the community are particularly led by their fearless leader and their cultural icon of the patron of the arts, Smitty Smith. Is a promoter there, and he has a Pump House concert series, and he brings in acts from all over the country, Nashville and New York and Florida and local people. And he's a great guy, Smitty. So, Smitty, if you're listening, hello.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what I want to do here. I got to pause for a minute and pay a little bit of rent. When we come back, we'll do another tune or so.
Okay. I'll grab another guitar.
All right. There you go, people. Stick around. We'll be right back.
A number of economists believe 2010 could present the worst economy in our history, which leaves middle-class Americans like you and me wondering why the poor get all the bailouts, tax breaks, and free health care, while hardworking Americans barely scrape by, earning just enough to pay the mortgage, but slipping further into debt each month. You've heard about IncomeAtHome55.com for years on programs like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, and so many others. IncomeAtHome55.com is one of the few solid, thriving companies in this economy, and they need people who dream of working for themselves from home, earning a significant income. They're connected to a multi-billion-dollar company with an A-plus rating, and they need people both full and part-time. No college degree necessary. All you need is a computer and a desire to work from home and earn great money. Hurry, they're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out at IncomeAtHome55.com. That's IncomeAtHome55.com.
Elise, come on, it's game day. You've got all weekend to study.
Jen, this has nothing to do with studying. I've got to work. The way the economy is, I figure I'll be working for the next century just to pay off these student loans.
Well, you know...
I know. You joined the National Guard, so your college is completely paid for. Yes, you've mentioned it a couple thousand times.
The National Guard Scholarship covers up to 100% of your tuition. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage5.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriage5.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage5.com.
You can sing whatever you want.
Okay.
Pretty much whatever you want.
Okay, I know the 8 words I can't say. I'm a
that's
George
right.
Collins
that's
fan.
Right. That's right. So yeah, leave those words out. Otherwise,
any of that stuff.
We can go beep when you get to those words. But
here we go.
All right, we're sitting here chatting. I believe I've set a new record for the amount of people I've had in the studio at one time now. And we're talking with George Werthmore right now, playing at the Pump House this Saturday coming up, the 15th, Pump House in East Lansing on Orchard Street. And George, you got something else for us here?
At 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Yeah, this is a song I wrote when I was living in South Africa.
A lot of blues guys live in South Africa.
Yeah, I know. I was surrounded by them. that's Candace.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Candace.
Candace was supposed to come and promote the show.
Let's
see where Candace is. Can we talk to Candace on the radio?
I don't think we can talk to her on the
radio. Okay, talk to Candace.
Or tell Candace. Okay, all right.
There we go.
Okay, this is live radio.
I went down to the liquor store. They put the clothes sign on the door. I said, give me that stuff. Give me that stuff. Give me that stuff, give me that stuff right now. Well, mama, mama, look, Uncle Joey's drinking fast, but he's talking slow. He said, give me that stuff. Give me that stuff. Give me that stuff, give me that stuff right now. Well, nickel is a nickel, dime is a dime. You show me yours, I'll show you mine. I said, give me that stuff. Give me that stuff. Give me that stuff, give me that stuff right now. Well, I say cocaine's bad for me. There's a great big hole where my nose used to be. I said, give me that stuff. Give me that stuff. Give me that stuff. Give me that stuff right now. Yeah. Well, I got a gal, she live on the hill. If she don't love you, then her sister will. She said, give me that stuff. Give me that stuff. Give me that stuff. Give me that stuff right now. We did it in the kitchen. We did it in the hall. I got some on my fingers. I wiped it on the wall. Give me that stuff. Give me that stuff. Give me that stuff. Give me that stuff right now. I went down to the liquor store. They put the clothes sign on the door. I said, give me that stuff. Give me that stuff. Give me that stuff. Give me that stuff right now. Stuff. I want it all. Give it to me.
Yeah. All right, George. That sounded great, man.
Thank you, Scott.
That sounded really good. I'll tell you, if we can squeeze one more out of you before...
You can squeeze me like a lemon.
Oh, man. Right, well, you know...
the songs run down my leg.
All right. I knew we'd get there sooner or later. There you go. Lay one more on us. We're George Worthmore here, up from Parts Unknown, way south in Florida.
Okay.
And
this is a song I learned from Dave Van Ronk. He taught this to me personally, my dear departed friend. And it's called Keep It Clean.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, you want to get frisky, don't have to pay the price. You fill her up with whiskey, pack her down with ice, then you roll her over and give her Coca-Cola and a dish of ice cream and lemon soda. Then I take soap and water, baby, for to keep it clean. Well, I got me a woman, she's nice and round. She can look up long as I can look down. And I roll her over and give her Coca-Cola and a dish of ice cream and lemon soda. Then I take soap and water, baby, for to keep it clean. Well, follow me, girl, I turn your money green. I'll show you something Mr. Rockefeller never seen. I'll roll you over and give you Coca-Cola and a dish of ice cream and lemon soda. Then I take soap and water, baby, for to keep it clean. Yeah, you want to get frisky, don't have to pay the price. Fill her up with whiskey, pack her down with ice, and roll her over and give her Coca-Cola, a dish of ice cream and lemon soda. I take soap and water, baby, for to keep it clean.
Yeah, all right. George. And oh, here's Candace. We got people walking into the studio here. Now we've set yet another new record for the amount of people I've had in here one time. Nice to see you. Nice you could make it to the gig. George Worthmore going to be at the Pump House Saturday night, the 15th, starting at 7 o'clock. $10. If you want to sit on stage, then you got to tip the maitre d', and then you can actually sit right in with George. I appreciate you coming down. It sounds
Thank
great,
you,
man.
Scott. I always love having coming here and seeing you guys. Thanks a lot for having me. Well,
it's my pleasure, man. And we'll get people on down there, and we want to have you come back again and again and again. So,
well, thank you very much.
Candace pesters me relentlessly about you. So.
That's what she's paid for.
All right, we're going to throw something on here while we load the semis back up. So people, a little Carl Weathers before you right now here. I think I got something queued up, and stick around.